This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. La Nina will return this summer after a brief El Nino. We'll have more right after this.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
After a few years in a solid La Nina weather pattern, this winter saw a strong El Nino. However, that didn't last long, as we are already back to ENSO neutral, which will then lead to La Nina again this summer. Iowa State climatologist Dr. Justin Glisson said this isn't a surprise, though.
Not unexpected. As you mentioned, we were 3 years of La Nina, 2020 through 2023, and then we shifted to that strong El Nino. So right now, the trade winds in the Pacific are starting to pick up. They push that warmer water further west in the basin. That allows cooler water to take its place. And that's where we see the diminishment of this strong El Nino. It's looking like we'll be in ENSO neutral conditions in the April, May, June timeframe, somewhere in there, meaning between El Nino and La Nina, and then a pretty good probability of a weak to moderate La Nina in the summertime.
While we will be fully shifting to La Nina this summer, Glisson said it won't have much of an impact on precipitation, since ours is largely driven by thunderstorms.
Now, when we look at warm season La Nina versus El Nino, or even the phase of ENSO, the El Nino Southern Oscillation, a low correlation to weather driven by La Nina as the summer is projected to have, because we're more thunderstorm driven. That's where we get a majority of our precipitation. Where we see the phase of El Nino or La Nina really impacting the weather pattern is during the cold season, when we have larger scale low pressure systems that are driven by the larger scale climate drivers in the Pacific.
For more information, search Iowa Climatology Bureau online. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.